Luke chapter 24, 1 to 12. Jesus has risen. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the woman took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the woman bowed down with their face to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles, but they did not believe the woman because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strip of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened.
Thank you, Esther. For who don't know Esther, she's my wife. So, hello. So, my name is David Ohm. I'm one of the student pastors here. So, very welcome today. Today is a happy day to reason because, firstly, Jesus is risen. Secondly, we slept one more hour. They like to save me, yeah? Am I right? Okay, thank you. So, people, I'm going to share God's word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks for today. Thanks for amazing day. Jesus is risen for us. Jesus is risen indeed. Thanks for your resurrection for us, Father. We want to celebrate Jesus' resurrection today. Please be with us. Let us clearly understand what you are saying through the work of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. You may bless West Rite Community Church. Do believe the resurrection of Jesus today, Father. You may bless us to listen to your message well. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before I'm going to share God's word, let's watch a short video about this Easter. It'll take just a 50-second short video. Watching. Today is the Easter Sunday when we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. So let's say to the person next to you, Jesus is risen. Say. Could you say again to someone next to you, Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Welcome back, Maddie. Yeah, thank you. The resurrection on the first Easter is an amazing event for believers as well as non-believers. Today, I really want to welcome the kid to join our Easter Sunday worship service. As I told you so many times, you are the hope of West Rite Community Church. We changed our church name. So you are hope of the West Rite Community Church in the future. And the witness of the resurrection of Jesus to spread our gospel for this world. Jesus' resurrection is the power of the gospel. Especially, I want to engage in kids for a short time today. I want to ask you, kids, do you know that last week we talked about, where's kids, our children? Okay. So last week we talked about Palm Sunday, didn't we? Yeah? Do you remember that what we share about in Oasis? Anyone who know? Anyone? Yeah? Okay, let's see quick video I just made this video about this Oasis last week. What we did, yeah? We talk about Palm Sunday. Yeah, Palm Sunday. Thank you, Joshua. You have a lot of work today. Yeah, so donkey dance, yeah? Do you remember, kids, yeah? Last week is a Palm Sunday. Jesus entered into the Jerusalem by riding a donkey. He's very humble. He rode a donkey to enter into Jerusalem. So this is a Palm Sunday last week. This week we will talk about Easter Sunday. I want to ask you kids now again, what do you think about Easter? What is Easter? Is there anyone who? No? Are there any thought? What is Easter? Anyone, kids, I want to ask you, oh yeah, they are very, you know, they are doing well, drawing, yeah, something, yeah, good, okay. Anyway, Easter is the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus risen, amen, yeah. Many people, especially non-believers, think about Easter bunny, holiday, family, when Easter comes. But as we already know, Easter is a celebration of the resurrection of Jesus. How exciting this good news for us. Wow, it is good news for us, isn't it? Without resurrection, we can't be saved. Chris, little pastor Chris, preached about Jesus makes us clean on Good Friday. Jesus washes his disciples physically, and also Jesus wants us clean spiritually. We are saved by his crucifixion. Today we are going to think about reasons for the resurrection of Jesus. Why was Jesus resurrected? The first point, to conquer the death. As we sing together today, conquer the grave, to conquer the death. In Luke chapter 24, verse 1 to 3, on the first day, very early in the morning, the woman took the spices. They had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of Lord Jesus. There are two clues about the resurrection of Jesus. Firstly, the ladies found the tomb open. And secondly, the ladies did not find the body of Jesus in the tomb. What a shock. What a terrible experience. The body of Jesus should be there. They were there to prepare the body of Jesus for permanent burial. As people who work with Jesus, it's the last sign of respect for Jesus the Lord. But Jesus was not there. Instead of seeing the body of Jesus, they saw the two angels who said to the lady in verse 5, on the line highlight, why do you look for the living among the dead? Why do you look for the living among the dead? The angel kept saying, don't you remember? He told you he must die on the cross and be raised again on the third day. Why do you look for him here in the tomb? And then the highlight, the two angels say in verse 6, he is not here, he is risen from the dead. Amen. The body of Jesus was not there because Jesus rose from the dead. The empty tomb and the words from the two angels show us that Jesus has risen. Especially the tomb, empty tomb, show us that Jesus conquered the death. Jesus defeated the death. He's risen. In Romans chapter 6, verse 9, for we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. Death is the enemy of mankind. And the just punishment for each person's individual sins. Christ rose from the dead because death could no longer hold him, and we no longer have to fear death because Jesus has to triumph over it. There is a story of a people who changed their life after believing that Jesus conquered death. In Luke chapter 24:9, the ladies knowing Jesus' resurrection went back. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 disciples and to all the others. Ladies were changed. They told to others because they heard and saw that Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen. In Luke chapter 24, verse 12, there is Peter. However, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Later on, the ladies and many disciples met the resurrected Jesus in reality. And then they gave their life to Jesus. For example, Peter, you know that Peter? The first disciple of Jesus Christ. Peter, according to oral tradition, knowing the resurrection of Jesus, also died on the cross on account of his faith, but did so upside down. We see how they became brave witnesses to preach the good news, even when threatened with death. They have met the resurrected Jesus, and they would never be the same. In other words, had no longer fear of death in their life, so their Christian life was much different from their previous life. It is the power of belief of a normal fear of death by believing the resurrection of Jesus. The lady's life was changed because he saw that, he heard that Jesus is risen. They went and proclaimed the good news bravely because they believed that Jesus had conquered death. They have faith about this. If you believe that Jesus defeated death, Jesus conquered death, we can also have no fear of death, disease, and other barrier that we face with the resurrection faith. If you are a follower of Jesus, we'll finally see victory. We'll overcome with the resurrection faith all barriers, the challenges such as business issues, visa issue in front of you, finance issue in our church at the moment, and disease, relationship issue, many issues you face. Because Jesus has empowered us to overcome through the resurrection of Jesus. What about us? How is our life going with this truth? Do we believe that Jesus conquered death? Is our life so much different from our previous life because we believe that Jesus conquered death? Firstly, why was Jesus resurrected? The first point, it is to conquer the death. Second point is that why was Jesus resurrected? It is to save us. The Apostle Paul said in Romans, chapter 19, verse 9, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is the Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. In John chapter 11, verse 25 and 6, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Paul said a few verses later in that, if Christ has not been raised, we are still in sin, in our sins. There would be no opportunity to be saved had Christ not resurrected. Resurrection is the power, hope to save us. Do you believe that? Resurrection is the hope to save us. When you think about gospel, what do you think about gospel? Gospel is the resurrection, crucifixion, and resurrection. Rose Clip, who is principal at Morning College, has written a book The name of the book is The Cross is Not Enough. The cross is not enough. It means that the cross is only half of the message of gospel. The cross and the resurrection work together, and both are the perfect gospel. This means we have believed both crucifixion and resurrection. With the resurrection, we can't be saved. No resurrection, no salvation. Let's imagine that after Jesus' death, if he did not rise again, what would happen for us? I want to ask you again. After Jesus' death, if he did not rise again, what would happen for us? Nothing, nothing. The answer is nothing. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14 to 17. If Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless. So is your faith. More than that, we are found to be false witnesses about God. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sin. Without resurrection, preaching is nothing. Our witness is nothing. Our faith is nothing. Because of Jesus, we cannot be saved. We cannot be saved. So we have a lot of religion around us. You know, there are big religion, Christianity, Buddhist, Islam, Jewism. Many other religions have a good prophet and teachers. For example, Buddhism has a Sakyamuni. Have you heard of Sakyamuni? Who is good saint for Buddhist? And Islam has Muhammad as a teacher and leader. But they died and stayed dead. But Christianity has Jesus as savior who died on the cross. After the big difference is from our religion, he rose again. When you read the other, you know, that other thing, we cannot hear that they are risen. But Bible said Jesus is risen. That is a big difference from other religion. Christian resurrection is a big difference from other religion because Jesus rose again. This historical truth of Jesus' resurrection gives us amazing salvation history. Jesus Christ dies on the cross, rose again, to save us, to save us. When Jesus comes back to earth to save us, we will be resurrected like Jesus. And then we will live forever with Jesus Christ. Jesus said in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, he came to seek and save the lost. The reason why he came to this world is to save the lost. That's why Jesus died and rose again. But by resurrecting, Jesus fulfilled God's word from the prophecy in Old Testament and completed God's salvation history. God is still looking for soul around us. He's still looking for soul, the lost around us. They could be your family, your neighbors, your friend, whoever they are. God is still looking for soul, the lost around us. He still wants us to find and help people to believe in Jesus. Are we thinking of bringing neighbors, friends, family who are non-believers around us into Jesus Christ? I bring in one of the good testimony from Hippo Augustine, conversion of Hippo Augustine. Do you know this theologian, a bishop, and church father? Augustine was theologian, bishop of Hippo in North Africa, and church father in 4th century. He's very important, and he's bishop, and theologian, and church father. When Augustine fell in love with a woman at the age of 17. She became pregnant and had a baby. When he was a young youth, he was not good. He didn't believe in Jesus Christ. That's why he did it like that. He would follow various philosophers only to become disillusioned with their teachings. For many years, he followed the pagan Manichaean religion until the age of 30. Augustine was in endless wonder, but his mother Monica did not give up praying for her son every day. It is very important. Even though his son is going the wrong way, as mom, his mom Monica keep praying for him, keep praying for every day, every day. It was never easy because her husband was non-Christian. Her husband annoyed her to pray to believe in Jesus Christ. Finally, God heard Monica's prayer. Monica asked Augustine to move to Milan at the age of 30. There he had opportunity to listen to Sermon of Ambrose, which led Augustine to a new understanding of the Bible and the Christian faith. Sometime in the year 386, Augustine was spending time in Milan while outdoors. Augustine heard the voice of a child singing a song, the words of which were, "Take and read, take and read." He thought at first that the song was related to some kind of children's game, but could not remember ever having heard such a song before. Then realizing that this song might be a command from God to open and read the scriptures, he located the Bible, picked it up, and opened the Bible, and read the first passage he saw. It was from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Augustine read Romans chapter 13, verse 13 to 14. "Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ." When you just open the Bible, when you read the Bible, Romans was written like that. After that, this scripture touched Augustine's heart about his previous endless wonder, sexual immorality, drunkenness, and wrongdoings. He turned totally from his life of sin. And then he read the story of the resurrection of Jesus one day. He believed that Jesus died on the cross for his sin. Jesus resurrected for him. Finally, he was baptized by Ambrose during Easter, like today, during the Easter, the same time of year as today. He contributed the whole of his life to teach, preach, and evangelize to others. After that, resurrection of Jesus changed Augustine's life. Resurrection of Jesus saved his life from endless wonder and many wrongdoings. Resurrection of Jesus is power to change people's life, wrongdoing. Monica, who is Monica? I want to ask you. I want to wake you up. Who is Monica? Augustine's mom, who is the mother of Augustine, told her son shortly before her death, my son, if I die, please do not worry about a burial site. I do not worry about death. Bury me anywhere because I will go to the God's place immediately. Monica had faith in Jesus and no fear of death. She had a faith of a resurrection in Jesus. She had a faith beyond death through the experience of the resurrection of Jesus. Monica and Augustine story summarized my sermon today. That's why I pick up that story, conversion of Augustine. Why was Jesus resurrected? First point, to conquer the death. Secondly, to save us. Jesus is risen, amen? Let's celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Let's live the joy of salvation. Let's live with belief that has no fear of death anymore. Let us live with resurrection faith. to overcome all kind of issue we face in the present. Whatever you face, you know, in the present, let's overcome with the faith of resurrection. Jesus conquered this and overcome all issues he faced in his life. If we believe in the resurrection of Jesus, we will also overcome all issues we face. Even financial issues in our church. We are praying, yeah? A lot of time praying for our church issue at the moment. We see the victory, the faith is the resurrection of Jesus. Resurrection faith is the power to overcome problems in front of us. Let's live with faith of resurrection Jesus during the week. Therefore, there is a question, last question. Do we trust in the Lord and believe in the resurrection of Jesus? May God bless you to live up with the faith of resurrection. Jesus is risen. Amen. Jesus is risen. Jesus will be with you. When you live out the resurrection of Jesus, God will guide you. God will make you overcome the issue. Amen. Let's pray. Let's think about it quickly, just 30 seconds. Why was Jesus resurrected? When the lady went to tomb, there was not Jesus, because Jesus is risen. Jesus has risen. Jesus conquered death. Jesus conquered the grave. Jesus conquered all kind of issues he faced in his life. If you believe that, if you have the faith, we can overcome all kind of issues we face in front of us. Dear Lord, thanks for the opportunity to listen to the story of the resurrection of Jesus. His risen, Jesus is risen. The resurrection of Jesus is with me and us every day. No more fear of death. We will be raised like you one day. Let us have a faith of resurrection in Jesus and celebrate the Easter with his faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.